Government reform groups say New York's politicians need to do some soul searching one day after a state senator was arrested for allegedly trying to bribe his way onto the ballot for the New York City mayor's race. More from WRVO's Capitol correspondent Karen DeWitt.
The government reform groups say the latest scandal once again emphasizes the need to get money out of politics. They're seeking a statewide public campaign financing system. Citizen Action's Karen Scharf says public campaign financing can't completely eliminate corruption. After all, New York City already has a public campaign finance system. But she says it could change the mindset and make the pay-to-play culture less pervasive.
If you think about how our system works right now, if any everyday New Yorker, any person decides to run for office, the first thing they get asked to be taken seriously is how much money can you raise? And the first thing they have to do in order to just even have a chance at being taken seriously is to raise tons of money. You can't run for assembly or senate and be taken seriously unless you can raise hundreds of thousands of dollars. So the people who decide to run are the people that feel comfortable and have those relationships and can raise those big dollars.
Bill Mahoney with the New York Public Interest Research Group points out that even though the case involves the New York City mayoral ballot, it's still fundamentally a state government-based example of alleged corruption. He says Senator Smith is accused of steering a $500 million road project out of the state budget to benefit a Rockland County developer as part of the deal.
This was a state senator who was seeking money from somebody who was ultimately going to be getting state grants. This involves a state budget. This involves sitting state legislators. This is more of a New York State case than a New York City case.
Senator Smith's scandal adds to the long list of over two dozen state lawmakers in the past decade who've been arrested, jailed, or reprimanded for bad behavior, says the League of Women Voters' Barbara Bartoletti.
You could probably have a quorum in some of the upstate correctional institutions.
Bartoletti says the second part of any campaign finance reform plan is proper enforcement. She points out that the State Board of Elections, which is charged with enforcing present campaign finance laws, currently has no investigator on staff. Governor Cuomo has said creating a public campaign financing system will be a priority for the second half of the legislative session. It begins April 15th. The governor has said he'd prefer to set up a separate source of funding, not from taxpayer money, to pay for a matching grant system. Mahoney with NYPERG says that's a good plan, but he points out there is enough money in the state budget to cover the costs.
I don't think anybody can look at the budget that passed last week and say there really wasn't $50 million worth of pork in there and waste. We saw in the indictment itself there was still money that was being handed out for political purposes. Once that money stops coming into our system and people stop giving state money to people solely because they donated to their campaigns, that would more than cover the cost of a public financing system.
Governor Cuomo was in Oswego as part of a post-budget victory tour of the state. He was asked whether the Smith scandal has overshadowed the governor's message that he's made government in Albany more functional.
The government is working better. Do you have acts of venality and possible corruption and illegality? Yes, you do. And this current situation is very, very troubling.
Senator Smith himself has been a past sponsor of public campaign financing legislation. The name of his bill was Clean Money, Clean Elections. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.